Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, first this afternoon, it's been reported that charges are to be brought over the attack in Lebanon that killed Private Sean Rooney and left his comrade, Trooper Shane Carney, seriously injured. But for more on this, we're joined now by Lebanon-based journalist Hannah McCarthy. You're welcome, Hannah, to the programme this evening. You have this story today. Can you tell us, at this point, do we know how many people are facing charges?
Sure, Sarah. So a military court in Lebanon today issued multiple charges against seven individuals. So one person is already in custody, and they've been in custody since Christmas, and they've had charges related to murder and attempted murder brought against them. So we have six other people who the authorities do not formally have in their custody who have had charges brought against them. In practice, it's a positive development, but at the same time, they don't have any more people in custody than they had before Christmas.
I understand. Are these charges before a military court or a civilian court?
So the domestic investigation has been led by the Lebanese army. And so these charges were issued by a military court. But we had a statement from the Lebanese army today saying that it would be transferred to the competent judiciary, which we assume is to a civilian court because the suspects are not soldiers. It's a little bit ambiguous from the statement, but that's what we would assume.
And do we know the range of charges that these seven people are facing?
Yeah, so it ranges from murder, attempted murder, destruction of UN vehicles and intimidation with arms.
And as you say, only one of these seven individuals is actually in custody. Do we have any update at this point on the status of the other six?
I spoke with a military source today. They said, they're keen to get arrests. And again, there are some reports about whether some people have been detained or not. But it appears that, there's several of these that they do not know where they are, where they're located. It's easy for people to smuggle themselves across the border to Syria. And again, it kind of raises a few questions about, how meaningful it was that Hezbollah said it's willing to cooperate with this investigation if six people were effectively able to evade justice and are not known where they are now.
And at this point, Hannah, what information do we have on what connections, if any, these people actually have to Hezbollah or any other armed group?
So Hezbollah have come out and they've said the suspect who's already in custody was their supporter, not a member of their group. And again, we're still not sure of the identities of the other suspects. But again, the attack took place in an area that would be a stronghold of support for both Hezbollah and Amal. So at the moment, Hezbollah are officially denying that they're involved in this attack or that it was, directed by their leadership. At the same time, no one is necessarily taking that statement at full face until there's a full investigation, and we're supposed to have a report out in the next week or so on it.
Okay. So this all came about as a result of the Lebanese military investigation. What about the other two investigations that are underway? Do we know anything about the status of those?
Sure. So both UNIFIL and the Defence Forces are carrying out their own investigations. Unfortunately, the way it works is that they are mostly reliant on the Lebanese army and the Lebanese authorities to carry out the nuts and bolts of the investigation in terms of interrogating witnesses, searching houses, those kind of activities, as that's kind of the limits of UNIFIL's mandate. So they'll be heavily reliant on the Lebanese authorities kind of handing over evidence, making that evidence available and cooperating with them.
Thank you very much for joining us with that update. That's Hannah McCarthy, a Lebanon-based journalist.